Britain's Home Secretary has announced that from Thursday it will be a criminal offence to be part of the radical Islamic group Islam for UK or its parent organisation Al-Muhajirun. Home Secretary Alan Johnson said the group had already been banned under two different aliases and had tried to escape the ban by changing its name. He said the move was needed in order to tackle terrorism. But Islam for UK leader Anne Jim Choudhury told VOA the ban, made under the Terrorism Act 2000, is unfair because the group is not involved in violent activity.
We are an ideological and political movement. We do not engage in any military activities or any violence.
Islam for UK was originally founded in the 1980s under the name Al-Mujahirun. The tiny Islamic group has since won much publicity in Britain by threatening to carry out controversial demonstrations. Last week, the group announced plans for a march through Wootton Bassett, a small market town where British soldiers killed in Afghanistan are honoured, but the demonstration was called off on Sunday. Choudhury says by banning his group, the British government is undermining freedom of speech in Britain and discriminating against Muslims.
If one looks at the Terrorism Act and the list of prescribed organisations, you will find that the majority of them, in fact, are Muslim-based. And they are involved in one way or another, either in working to implement the Sharia or to liberate Muslim land.
Dr. Chris Allen is an Islam specialist and author based in Britain. He says the Terrorism Act does largely target Muslim groups, but this is because the legislation emerged as a result of terror attacks in the United States and Britain carried out by extreme Muslims.
The legislation which has come in has been on the back of looking at sort of Islam as a problem. I use the word problem in speech marks. So yes, it has had a sort of a focus on Muslims, but I think that it's in response to the legislation which was largely driven by the acts of a handful of unrepresentative Muslims.
He says the majority of Muslims in Britain do not support extremist groups like Islam for UK, but he says many may see the ban as an unfair target against Muslims.
I think that that could increase some support for groups such as Islam for UK. So I do think it's a very fine line that the government are actually currently walking.
According to the Home Office, 15 people have been convicted of criminal offences related to banned groups since 2001. A total of 45 groups are listed on the Home Office website as banned under the Terrorism Act. Saila Hennessy for VOA News, London.